It's time for Breaking Chains
with the full gospel hour of prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the full gospel hour of prayer on YAT Radio.
Reverend Kennedy, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, O whither shall I go? Here it is, O Heavenly Father, another day, another opportunity to be able to expound on your word. O God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to give us strength, O God, to give us understanding and to give us peace as we go on with this service tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, I feel the need of releasing some things that have strongholds over your people. So wherever there is bound in sickness or health or depression, oh God, we release those. I speak health and wellness and financial breakthroughs, oh God. We speak healing, oh God. We speak restoration in the name of Jesus. So many of us, oh God, have problems on top of problems. And the only way that we know how to solve those problems is to go through you, oh Heavenly Father, because we know that we cannot get to your Son unless we go through you, oh God. So we ask you, oh Heavenly Father, to give us the sense of peace and understanding, knowing, oh God, that you can fix everything and you are a way maker. You are a company keeper. Oh God, you're a doctor in the sick room and you are a lawyer in the courtroom, and somebody needs you, oh Heavenly Father. Somebody right now, oh Lord God, is finding their way to you, oh Heavenly Father, because they've tried everything else and have failed miserably. But we know, oh God, that if we look to the hills from which cometh our help, all of our help will come from you. Now, I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that as we go on tonight in this service, oh God, that you are the forefront, oh Heavenly Father. Your presence has already been invoked in this place, in our hearts, oh God, and on this telephone line. So I ask you, oh Heavenly Father, to allow us to build ourselves up where we're torn down, oh God, and strengthen us. You can strengthen us where we are weak. Prop us up on every leaning side. Encamp your angels all around us, oh God, our going and our coming, because, oh Heavenly Father, we know that it's none of us but all of you. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that every sound of my voice is going out through waves and through ears of people that want to know more about you, oh Heavenly Father, because we know, oh God, it's all about you and none of us. In the end, oh God, you receive all of the glory and all of the honor. We ask you, oh Lord God, to decrease this woman of God, so that she will receive the increase and that she will be able to go forth and bring the ramen word, oh God, that has been impregnated into her body, oh Heavenly Father. I pray, oh God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, for you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. No other help I know but the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus the Christ it is. I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Amen, and thank God.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension will meet every second and fourth Sunday for this summer at 1:30 p.m. Our summer location is 2800 West Rumble, that's R-U-M-B-L-E Road, that's Modesto, California, and it will be in the multipurpose room. Our next upcoming dates are June 9th and June 23rd. Again, that's a special summer location. It's now time for your testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, I got a couple testimonies.
Okay.
I want to thank God for letting me reach out to a couple heavy-hearted coworkers. And the prayer that you prayed for my finances to increase this past week in caterings, it's been blissful. And especially on Sunday, me and my niece at one catering got a $375 tip.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. Your Word is a powerful sword. Oh, Father, we thank you for the sword of the Word tonight, that the spirit of the sword of the Word come into operation tonight, manifesting your Spirit, Holy Spirit. We're in cooperation with the Holy Spirit tonight. Oh, we're in partnership with the Holy Spirit tonight. Holy Spirit, we thank you tonight that we're in unity in intercessory prayer, coming against the power of darkness that's out to destroy and cause calamities and crisis and all kinds of destruction. But we are praying against it by faith tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God manifests himself through his word tonight, and we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Proverbs, the 16th chapter, verses 18 and 19, and James, the 4th chapter, verse 6. Again, Proverbs 16, verses 18 and 19, and James, chapter 4, verse 6. You get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is just an encouragement, and we're going to intercede and pray after the word. It's about the grace of God. And how the grace of God is a gift from God. And it's something that we need continuously every day. The grace of God. And the grace of God is a gift from God. And when the spirit of pride and a proud spirit, it hinders the grace of God in the fullness over our lives. So this is a word to counteract a spirit, the spirit of pride, a proud spirit. And the spirit of pride and a proud spirit is within us from birth. And humility must be added to our character by the Spirit of God. And when we submit to God, that means yielding to God, saints. That's a continuous process we must go through of submitting to God, seeking God. And what it does, it causes the power of God to overtake our lives and enable us to grow strong in his grace. And we walk as overcomers. And so many people forget when they get into a certain category, when they begin to increase and things begin to change, about the gift of grace that brought them into that place of change, a place of betterment, a place of increase. And many times that proud spirit eliminates God. It moves in the flesh, begin to make decisions of the flesh. And when a proud spirit takes over, that's when the spirit of destruction comes. That's when the spirit of calamities comes. That's when the spirit of crisis comes. Because the Spirit of God is not going to let ego and a proud spirit be exalted. And this is a night as never before that we need the grace of God. And as that prayer was prayed, was so prophetic. There are so many people that is so moved in themselves, that are so cocky, that is so in a place where they have eliminated the grace of God. And the enemy is like a leaking faucet, saints of God. Many times it don't rush upon you. It's like a faucet that's leaking. Then it overtakes. It go from one extreme to another. When a spirit of pride and a spirit of pride comes in, the spirit of humility vanish. And when the spirit of a proud spirit comes in, it begin to occupy you, and you begin to move and make decisions in your own flesh. You eliminated God. You begin to get snooty and high-minded. You begin to think that you're better, and you look down on people, and you begin to think that you're so saved and you're so righteous, and that spirit is overtakes you, and you get so lost in pride, you don't even know when the disaster is coming. And so this is the night we're going to pray that the Spirit of God move against that spirit of pride, that spirit that's lifted up, that spirit that's within itself is so preoccupied, that spirit that's arrogant and puffed up, that spirit that's high-minded, stuck up. A know-it-all spirit. It's not from God. That's why Satan was kicked out. Because of what? Pride. Because of pride. Pride is a disaster, saints of God. Pride brings you into calamities. Pride create crisis. And we're going to see by the word of God. Proverbs 16, 18, and 19, please.
Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
It's just explained it so perfectly. Pride leads to destruction. Pride leads to a downfall. Pride leads to crisis. Pride leads to calamities. Pride causes damage in our lives, breakdown in our lives. It wrecks our lives. It causes things to dissolve, things to fall apart. It brings pressure in your life, which is crisis. All kinds of problems are heated up. Bad circumstances and emergencies begin to take you over. And you get into a place where your life is in a critical stage. A critical stage come in your life, thanks to God. Please, please have mercy tonight, Father. The Spirit of God is against a pride spirit. A pride spirit makes decision not including God, totally eliminate God. Then they try to fix it in and say that God said, when God have not said nothing. He said he resists the proud spirit. And a proud spirit moves in your affair through the flesh, not the Holy Spirit, sets you up for a fall, cause things to be in a place of a ricochet, cause every kind of bad circumstance to happen. And we ought to know by the word of God that when Jesus came forth to choose disciples, he chose them that was in a low state. He chose fishermen. chose a lowly taxpayer, Luke. No, it was Matthew. He chose those humble people that knew they had need of a Savior. And so tonight, the Spirit of God, we pray the prayer to come forth in operation, that the Holy Ghost will manifest itself and come against that spirit, the spirit of pride, that does what? Come against anything you're trying to build up. You may build, but if the spirit of pride is in that thing, everybody gonna see you fall. And the things that you said you will not do, you'll end up doing those things. Because it's one thing about a proud spirit. You can't hide the things of God. It's just like I say, saran wrap. You cannot hide a proud spirit, because God's going to expose a spirit of pride, because that's what he did for Satan. He exposed who Satan really was. Lifted up and full of pride, totally against the spirit of humility. But when you're in a place of humility, saints of God, you're going to see what the word of God says about it all. James 4 and 6, please.
But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
This is what God said. He gives more grace to a humble person. More grace. That means extra grace. That means pressed down, shaking together, and running over grace. That means greater grace. That means bigger grace. That means increased grace. He gives more grace to a humble person. When a humble person is going through something, look like every door is closed and everything is tossed upside down. Many times you get in a place where you seem like your life is wrecked and like you're not going to come out. And the Spirit of God go into that place and create another door for you. To my grace, divine favors of God, create another door for you to walk through, take you out of the place. And then that old proud spirit come and begin to whisper and say, why are you using that one? That one did this. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, God is against proudness. My God, when God said, I forgive you, he say, I cast this into the sea of forgiveness, not to remember anymore. But a snooty spirit, a proud spirit, gonna pick out those things that you once was, but you're no longer in because of the grace of God. The grace of God is something God willfully cannot be earned. He gives freely. It's an offering from God. It came through the redemption, through salvation. The grace of God cannot be earned, not through works. But it's the Spirit of God in operation that caused the grace of God. The grace of God is the divine favors of God over your life, saints of God. The divine favors of God, we need that continuously every single day. The divine favors of God to help us every day. It's the Spirit from God. We don't deserve, but God gives. A free gift, unexpected, undeserved. It comes from God. And this is a word tonight that you see for yourself as you read it. He resists the proud. I mean, he counteract that thing against the proud. He opposed the proud. He contends with the proud. When the proud is setting up some kind of project or some kind of thing that they themselves had got into their mind, that they're going to do and it's going to be successful, the Spirit of God goes in and counteracts overthrow, because I want you and I to know tonight, God said we are to worship nobody but him. Everything that's of idolatry, everything that's set up by humans and it's not of God, not in his will not succeed in this hour. We're in the last days and people are playing around with a proud spirit. And we have to pray tonight for the deliverance. Why? Because the word of God said in Matthew 5:8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We got to realize, saints of God, that the Spirit of God lives within us. We use buildings to go in, to come together and to congregate and to fellowship together. But that building can dissolve. That building can fall apart. If some people worship building, they worship a building that's made by hands of flesh and blood that going to soon dissolve. Even that person that's over that building going to dissolve. You got to worship the true and living God. That's idolatry. That's a proud spirit. I've seen people going to places, they act like that place is God sent just for them, set up for them, but it's a spirit of pride. It's a proud spirit. Jesus prayed on a mountaintop. He prayed anywhere. He went into the lowly places. He went around people that didn't have nothing. He went to the poorest of people. He sat in the place and broke bread with people that nobody respect. The Spirit of God is a God that sees the pure in heart tonight. And the Word of God wants the people to come out of calamity tonight. I'm talking about proud people. Humble, a spirit of humility, doors are always open for a spirit of humility. A spirit of humility, the Spirit of God moves in such ways and overthrow everything that you're contending with. Go in such a way to confuse every demonic spirit that's coming against you. Every spirit that's lifted up and wants you to bow to it, the Spirit of God bring that spirit down, because you're lowly and you know that you need God. And this is a spirit to encourage the one that's in humility tonight, because so many times we forget where he brought us from. It's an old Pentecostal song. Jesus, I'll never forget what you brought me from. Sometimes we get amnesia. Sometimes our mind seems like it gets in a place. It's in such a Alzheimer's situation where we just forget. But the Word of God wants us to remember that he's the one, that this is the grace of God that give you divine favors. It's the grace of God that touch and heals your body. It's the grace of God that stops calamities. It's the grace of God that come against destruction. It is the grace of God that repairs this. When you're in a dangerous situation, saints of God, when you're in a place that's wrecked, toe down to the floor, the Spirit of God come into that place where you're under pressure and begin to build up the old waste places, saints of God. This is a word of encouragement tonight, that we're going to pray tonight and believe that that spirit of pride, that spirit that's cold shoulder, you know how cold shoulder is, that spirit that cracks the whip at you but don't crack the whip at no one else that's in the crowd, but they're going to always see your shortcomings, that spirit of God that's opposing you, talking about pride, that spirit of God that's preoccupied with what they want to do in themselves, totally put God out the picture, totally eliminate God, moving in the flesh, making decisions that are going to cause destruction, making decisions that's going to cause a downfall, making decisions that are going to bring pressure in their lives, making decisions going to have a critical stage in their lives, making decisions that's going to cause emergency. That's a spirit, saints of God. It's a proud spirit. It's a spirit of pride. We cannot tell God where to put us and where we're going to go and where we're not going to go. Do you know that God created us. We were created by God. We are breathing his breath, saints of God. But a proud spirit forgets that. They're like they're in control. They call the shots and they call the shots and people follow that spirit. It's a spirit that pipes a pipe and pipe a tune that's not of God. And everything that follows that spirit falls into destruction, just like following a crowd. And that crowd is running to a place of doom. You're going to fall with it. But I tell you tonight, the grace of God move over individuals that stay in a humble spirit, in a lowly spirit, knowing it's better to remain in the spirit when I'm not arrogant and built up in myself and think I'm all of that in a bag of chips, thinking that I'm in control, so preoccupied with themselves. And all it does is destroy everything in their path. You don't want to be in the path of a proud person. You don't want to follow a proud person. So I'm encouraging you tonight. Everything that shines is not gold. Everything that look good is not good. It's best to remain in a humble state as never, ever before in this life. Because God is against the pride. He gives grace to those that are low in spirit and humble. He gives them favors. He opposes arrogant people. He gives grace to the humble. And I've seen so many humble people that God brings forth in a new birth. Humble. Coming from places and situations in their lives that nobody thought they were going to come out. They remained humble. And once they got increased, they stayed humble. They never change. They never became snooty. They never came into a place they thought that they controlled the show. They stayed in a place of humility. The Spirit of God said, gifts will make room for you. The Spirit of grace is a gift from God. And I want you to know tonight, it will make room for you. When every door the devil thinks he has closed for you, the gift of God will make room from you through his grace. That's why the Word of God says, wait upon your calling. You got to be sure that you know that you know that you know. Because when you wait upon your calling, you trying to stay in the back of the room, the Spirit of God himself will push you forth, pull you up, take you in a place that you never thought you would walk in because of your humility. But those that's lifted up and full of themselves, the Spirit of God know that the devil has plotted a plan for them to fall. But when you allow God to pull you to the front, the Word of God said the gifts of God will make room for you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to solicit. You don't have to beg. Just sit back in the back. Let God bring you forth. Stay in humility when he bring you forth. Stay in a place where God can continue to do what? To increase the gift. To increase the gift of grace. To increase the gift of grace. To enlarge the gift of grace. To illuminate the gift of grace. To make it bigger than ever before. To increase it. But you have to be in a place of knowing, I cannot eliminate God out of my life. I cannot become cocky. I cannot become in a place where I'm high-minded, where I'm bossy, where I'm stuck up, where I know it all. I must stay in a place of humility. And what God does, he adds. He changes your character, thanks to God. It's a continual growth when you are submitted to God. I think that James 4:7, he says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What happens in your spirit? Your spirit come into total cooperation with the Holy Ghost. Your spirit come in totally partnership with the Holy Ghost. Your spirit come in total unity with the Holy Ghost. You come in agreement and alliance with the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God have to contend with the proud that's working against you. I don't care what you're going through tonight. If you're in a state of humility, the Word of God said those that's contending with you, he will contend with them. That's what the Word of God said in the book of Isaiah. You don't have to contend. This battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Just stay in a state of humility, meaning I remember where God brought me out of. I remember when I was down and out and how the Holy Spirit came in and lifted me out of a bad place. I remember when my life was a wreck, when I couldn't pay my bills, I didn't have a decent job, I was a mess to the floor up, but the Spirit of God came in by His grace. His grace. And manifest himself in my life. He moved in my life where no one thought he would move. He changed my situation when everyone had given up on me. He brought me into a large room. He increased my territory. He wants you to know tonight, I don't care what you're going through tonight, saints of God. This is encourage you that's in a place where things look like it's crumbling, like it's falling apart. And the proud is making it even harder for you. The proud is putting stipulation on you that they themselves went untied not. The proud is making it so that they think that you're never coming out. But I want you to know by the word of God tonight, he said he resists the proud. And he gives more grace to those that's in a spirit of humility. More grace. Tonight you're receiving more grace. You got to receive it by faith in Jesus' name. When every card is turned upside down against you, when everything that can happen is happening against you, and you still in a humble state of mind, the Spirit of God come into that place. He began to open up a door that no man can close. He began to go in places that you didn't even know exist. He began to bring people in your life that you didn't know exist. He began to open up a surrounding that you walked through that you never thought you would walk on. He'll place you in new territories tonight. He'll bring an increase in your life tonight. He'll come against every demonic spirit that wants you to die. He said in his word, you shall live and not die, and you shall declare the works of the Lord. You shall declare the works of the Lord, said the Lord. You shall live and not die. You shall grow and you shall increase. You shall be that thing that God has created before the foundation of the world. You're going to become better, saints of God. That's in humility. Over and above, God shall bless you. Why? Because grace is a gift from God. Thank God men and women don't have grace, or you won't get your share. They never will give you your share. But thank God it's from above. He dispenses as he will. Because if human had control of it, nobody would get that but them, their self, their friends, and their family, or who they select. But thank God it's from above. No one can control this, saints of God. It's from above. It's a heavenly gift from God. God wants you to be encouraged tonight because he resists the proud. The proud turn them off. He's upset with the proud. He'll oppose the proud. He said he will contend with those proud spirit. Why? He wants us all to be saved. That's why you have intercessors. To pray that the Spirit of God will save the proud people, will deliver them, that their character will be changed. It's just like exercising. The more you exercise, the better you become. When you exercise, that means diligently, that's training, that's practicing. I'm talking about the things of God. Your character changes. It's a character change. The Spirit of God comes in. So he sees that you have made a decision to submit, to yield. And what does it do? God come into your spirit. I'm talking about the power of God. Enable you and I to grow strong and walk as an overcomer. Why? Because we're in cooperation with the Holy Ghost. We must cooperate with the Holy Ghost. We can't eliminate him. In these dangerous times, it's dangerous to eliminate the Holy Spirit and then begin to move in your flesh. And the devil will seduce many in this hour. He said, at the end time, there will be a great falling away. Don't worship a building. Don't worship a person. That's idolatry. Worship God. If God put you in a storefront, worship the Lord God with everything within you. Because you're just doing one thing, fellowship, coming together in agreement. Jesus did it. Are we better than him? He preached on a rock. He preached on a mountain. He went to prostitute houses, laid hands, and deliverance came forth. He went to places that no one wanted to go. But we get so snooty, we got to pick and choose, and God is not in it. And the spirit of Ichabod comes, and the Bible said that the spirit of God departs. We don't need God to depart in this hour, saints of God. We want to yield to the Holy Ghost as never before, because it's the manifestation of God. His gifts for the body, for the whole body. Not for one person, for the whole body. We are the body of Christ. This is free. The grace of God cannot be earned through works. It's the operation and manifestation of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to be encouraged tonight because his grace is over your life tonight. If you're in a humble state, that means you're getting increased more and more of the divine favors of God. And what happened? Everything changed in your life. You don't stay in the same place. Things get better and better. More grace. Condition get better. So this is a word of encouragement tonight. In the grace of God, and a person that's humble, not full of pride, they're in a place of peace. They walk in obedience. They walk in a place where they're yielded to God. They're meek in spirit. They are able to tolerate. Not pretended. God really give them a spirit of tolerance, of endurance, because they're humble. And God know that they're not going to do anything against anybody. They're going to tolerate and they become grown men and women in the Lord. No pain, no gain. They are able to do what? Have a spirit of tolerance, and it comes from the Holy Ghost. They endure unto the Spirit of God. Go into that place and set them in a better place. And they never forget that it has not been for the Lord on my side. What would I have done? God brought me out. And the word of God that he'll place you in a wealthy place, saints of God. His grace does that. It's best to stay lowly in spirit, stay in humility, because God is in control. The proud think they're in control. The word of God is in control. His spirit is in control. He said, I set them up and I bring them down. I set them up and I bring them down. That's what God says. And can't nobody stop the word of God. He'll set up some. He'll bring some down. He'll set up those that's in humility. And he'll bring down the proud because he resists that spirit. So we're going to pray tonight that spirit, when you see that spirit, don't debate. Don't argue with people. Don't confront them. Go in that secret closet and pray that the Spirit of God deliver them from that spirit that have them addicted. Proud is an addiction. It get so caught up and overthrow you. It's an addiction. So what you do, you don't talk about people. You pray for them, knowing that you're seeing out the eyes of God. And don't go back whispering to other people about them. You pray for them. You get in unity, get in agreement, and you pray for their deliverance, that the spirit of crisis and the spirit of destruction be eliminated by the Holy Ghost, and the spirit of calamities, that their life come into a place of repair. They come out the wreckage. They come out of that place, that critical stage in life that's bringing doom, prone to accident, prone to sickness and disease, prone. This is a word of encouragement for the saints of God who are true intercessors to pray for that individual that has been overtaken with a spirit of proudness, that the Spirit of God can repair their life. He said, I desire none perish, but that all come unto repentance. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, two things. One, I wanted to say I was trying to get in for a testimony, and I wasn't able to. And I got to testify to something that was really powerful that just happened to me and my family. On Sunday, my cousin who lives in Chicago, he's 25, he was shot point blank in the head. He went to the emergency room. They gave him 3 surgeries. They took a chunk of his brain out of his body, out of his head, and they put it inside his stomach to keep it safe. And we were praying that his motor skills would be okay and everything, but he was having a lot of complications. So that evening, I was able to get in contact with you and ask you if you could pray for him, because I didn't want to wait 2 days later for the prayer line. You said you would. You called me back later on that night and said that the mercy of God is going to go to my cousin to heal him. But we got to continue to pray for his salvation, because his salvation is in jeopardy. And I thanked you, got off the phone, and I called my auntie who's in Chicago, another auntie, and I explained to her what you had told me. The next day, Monday, the doctor went in to see my cousin, no longer in a coma. They took him off the breathing tube. He was not breathing on his own. They took him off the breathing tube. He was awake, alert, and the doctor gave him commands, and he was responsive on every single thing. That is a miracle. The mercy of God was truly over my cousin, and I know God told you that, because you told me before Monday. You told me on Sunday night that was going to happen, and that's exactly what happened. So I did this testimony had to go out tonight. I tried to use my phone. It did not work, because the enemy did not want God to be glorified. But today, God is glorified, and I thank him. The second thing is that I have a neighbor who's in a lot of pain. I don't know her medical issues, but I want God to go in and heal her, whatever is going on with her body. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Jaira, and I just need prayer that, you know, that I do what I'm supposed to do, that I don't make, you know, bad decisions that are cause more problems. You hear me?
Jaira, we already talked about that. Jaira, so you just
Okay. Just
know that God hurt you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Hi, Pastor. My name is Tiffany. I'm new to this line, and thank you for having me. I have something I wanted to say. I'm really struggling at work, and it's more so with just, you know, meeting demands and the people and the culture, and, you know, the word that you're speaking with, you know, not being arrogant and being humble. I've been humble since I've, you know, been moving and working on myself, but I'm having a difficult time at my job right now.
Okay, sweetie, I'm going to pray for you. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is no prayer request, we're going to go before God. He said to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Now, that's the word of God, to come boldly before the throne of God, Hebrews 4:16, that we may attain mercy and find grace, saints of God, to help us in the time of need. We need grace to help us in this time of need. The world needs grace as never before. And so we want to go boldly to the throne of God tonight. He said to come boldly, courageous, strong in his strength, before his throne room. His throne room is open to us tonight, saints of God. Come to the throne room with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. We're in cooperation with the Holy Ghost tonight because we have need of you continuously every day. We need your grace. It's a gift from God. No man hound grace. You need to put it in the hands of man because you say, I know the heart of man because I created him. I know their fallen state. Before they even fell, you knew what we would do. So, Father, we thank you for grace tonight. All the favors of God, the divine hand of God moving in our lives. In Jesus' name, we come in agreement with your word. You resist the proud. You give grace to the humble. Those that's humble in spirit tonight need more grace. In your words, you give more grace to humble people. I send the word tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God come against that turmoil over Jireh. Jireh, believe God tonight that the mercy and grace of God is over your life. We pray. I agree with the word of God. Just cooperate with the Holy Ghost, Jireh. I've seen God bring you out of too many things. You've been with me since you was a child. Now you're an adult. I've never seen God fail you, Jireh. I've never seen God not come through for you, Jireh. I want you to reminisce in your mind, Jireh. Oh, reminisce about the goodness of God in your life, Jireh. He said, I'm God and I change is not. Father, I thank you for that grace over Jireh tonight. Oh, God, you told me to step in and be a mother to her because she have no mother. She have no father. But, oh, God, in this earth, I'm going to be that mother to this child. In Jesus' name, I cry, oh, God, move and manifest yourself for Jireh. Come against everything that's contending, everything she's up against, Father Jesus. Move by the honor of God and grace over life. The power of grace move. Contend with those things that's contending with her. Bring her out, Father, into a wealthy place. The mercy of God, I ask in Jesus' name, to overthrow the works of Satan, confuse every plan that's coming against Jireh tonight in Jesus' name. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God move the sensation of pain over this lady, that her body comes subject to the prayer of faith tonight, that the virtues of God will move into that body. You say you took all our infirmities. Take this infirmity tonight. We cast it out by the Spirit of the Word, that the healing virtues of Jesus will subdue pain in Jesus' name. I thank you for Tiffany tonight, that she says she's going through a struggle on a job. But God, this battle is not Tiffany. This battle belongs to you. In Jesus' name, go before Tiffany. Go into that work site in Jesus' name. Everything that's contending with Tiffany, contend with those things, Holy Spirit. Overthrow the proud. Stop them in Jesus' name. Your word says you resist the proud. Oh, correct, God, those things that's coming against Tiffany. I send the word of peace to Tiffany. Not the way the world gives peace. It's temporary, but the peace of God that passes her understanding. In Jesus' name, I send the peace of God over Tiffany as she go to work, as she come home, over a house, in a bed, as she sleep. Peace in Jesus' name. The peace of God to indwell Tiffany's spirit in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight, and I praise you tonight. And Father, we come in intercessory prayer for those that full of pride, not including God anymore, eliminated God, don't have the need of God, but moved by the flesh, that the spirit of grace that the mercy of God go in and touch that proud spirit, that spirit has influenced them by the evil one. Satan was kicked out because of pride. That's a spirit, an evil influence from the evil one, from the dark side, that the spirit of God will go into that place, oh God, and come against that high-minded spirit, that spirit that refused to cooperate with God, that spirit that's cocky and cold, that spirit that bossy and stuck up, know-it-all spirit, vain, iron-handed, that spirit that want to control lives and people. In Jesus' name, that the mercy of God counteract with that evil one that's working against them because they think they're right. Because they're moved by themselves. They're moved in their flesh. But this night, Father, we solicit the Holy Ghost tonight that you counteract that spirit, that you oppose that spirit, to have them in bondage, that you open up their eyes where they can't see. Let them see, oh God, again. Circumcise their heart, they can feel. And they begin to say, thine will be done as never before. Whatever you do, thine will be done. Because that proud spirit must come in submission to the Holy Ghost. That this night, we thank you for a character change over these individuals that's full of pride. Full of pride, proud, lifted up, that the Holy Spirit go into that place, oh Father, that they don't even understand that they're undone, that they go into a place that only you can place them in, Father, and deliver them and allow the spirit of humility to take them over tonight. And God, I'm going to praise you for it. Father, minister to the need, to the families in Virginia that's lost their loved one. They're going through a crisis right now. Minister to their need. In Jesus' name, heal them from their loss tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for it by faith. In the name of Jesus, be encouraged, saints of God. God is with you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.